hear that? That's the sound of someone swiping left. They swiped left because they didn't discover your killer sense of humor through a single photo. They swiped left because they're unable to appreciate your shared love of college sports through a fast-paced digital app that makes the first impression the only impression. At It's Just Lunch, matchmakers personally select your matches for you. They get to know their clients through confidential interviews and ongoing feedback after every date. So not only will you be matched with like-minded people, but you'll spend your time actually dating instead of swiping. For more than 25 years, It's Just Lunch has matched tens of thousands of busy professionals, just like you, who are serious about dating. While video dating, personal ads, chat rooms, and dating apps have come and gone, It's Just Lunch has withstood the test of time because it works. So stop swiping left on your future. Call today and start dating tomorrow. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date. Call It's Just Lunch at 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
And a pleasant good afternoon. It is 1 o'clock straight up. And from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Wolves individual tickets go on sale Friday morning at 11 o'clock for the home opener, and that's coming up on October 14th. And the remainder of the 17-18 season, visit ChicagoWolves.com for the complete schedule. Let's start with Major League Baseball. Games in progress. Bottom three in Washington. And it's the Nationals leading Anaheim 2-0. Ryan Zimmerman, a two-run shot, his 28th on the season. Bottom two down in Miami, it's the Marlins in front of San Francisco 4-0. Miami scoring all four of those runs in the first inning. Pittsburgh and Milwaukee, that game is coming up very shortly. Here at Wrigley, it will be the Cubs and the Reds again later this evening. John Lackey and Homer Bailey, the mound opponents. The Cubs starting the day leading both Milwaukee and St. Louis by a game and one half in the Central. And Anthony Rizzo says it's impossible not to notice the standings.
I mean, as a baseball fan, you just see the scoreboard, it's on TV everywhere, so I don't, you know, to say we're not paying attention, we're seeing if, you know, you're watching the highlights, but like I keep saying, we got to take care of ourselves and play our baseball, and that's it.
As for the White Sox, they're out in Los Angeles again this evening facing the Dodgers. Carlos Rodon and Yu Darvish are the mound opponents. Veteran pitcher Jared Weaver, he just couldn't get healthy this season, thus he announced his retirement today following a 12-year career and 150 career victories. In pro football, the Bears finishing up their practice up in Lake Forest today up at Hallis Hall. Kyle Long not on the field. John Fox should be updating that situation shortly. And the Bank of America Marathon is set this year for October 8th. It will have both defending champions as well as world record holders in a star-studded field. At Jimmy John's, they spend 6 hours slicing and baking to get you fresh, all-natural meats along with locally purchased hand-sliced produce. Jimmy John's, where fresh and fast meat. And this scoreboard update brought to you by Webb Ford. Searching for a great deal on Fords in Chicago? Visit Webb Ford in Highland, Indiana. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk, also the radio home of the world champion Cubs. Our next broadcast later this evening, 6:30 for Mark Rohde's pregame show, and that's prior to the game against the Reds, all right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
How do?
Back in. It's Bernstein and Goff here. We'll transition with them. Thanks to everyone for hanging out on the solo edition of Spiegel and Park. It's Thomas Ian Nicholas, who spanned the different spectrums of my childhood as Henry Roan Gardner and Rookie of the Year, but also as the dude who hooked up with Tara Reid in American Pie.
Before she was just torn to shreds by life.
Right, early Tara Reid, though. Yeah. I mean, Van Wilder, yeah. American Pie, yeah. Big Lebowski, Tara Reid.
Dontrell Willis, you know, and then
great pull.
Yeah. Man, two years in, all-star burst, all of a sudden you get the money, the fame, get fat, yeah. You get bad,
yeah.
Things happen.
Next thing you know, you're in Sharknado.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, Dontrell Willis was in Sharknado?
He should be if he's not.
Yeah. Mike Florio, Chris Sims, the producers today, Rick Camp, Jay Zawoski, Ray Diaz, Brian Gurch, Kevin and David Schuster had the updates, Kevin Zipak. Tomorrow we have Len Casper, pick a player, and some other stuff.
Let's pick a player.
We told you about this the first time here.
Yeah. Celebrities try to name stuff.
Yeah, and okay. they generally do poorly at
Sandberg,
it. Sandberg, zero okay. White Sox right, players.
All right. I didn't know the name.
Was it Jim Miller that couldn't name a Cub?
Yeah, Jim Miller couldn't name a Cub.
Jim Miller made an appearance on Hard Knocks last
yes,
night.
Yes, he did.
Our
all
Jim
of them.
Miller.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Nice. Him and Pat Kerwin do that show.
Oh,
where
right.
It's just
right,
the
right.
most football. Have you ever heard their show on NFL radio?
Dan? I have heard their show.
That show is the most footballiest show ever. Like they give you rejoin music and then there's football talk. And if you know anything about Sirius, they are 53-minute hours. So
it's a lot of talking.
When I was in Sirius, you had your two-minute breaks and your 1 minute at the top. You chose whatever you're going to drop those two-minute breaks in there, the one at the top, and then they squeeze into like a rolling break. But, man, those dudes, like if you want to get down to Channel 88 in my car, if you want to get down, if you feel like you're missing out on something football-y, oh, yeah, because dudes call from all over. Yeah, this is Mark from Dallas. I want to know about my backup right guard, and Pat Kerwin and Jim Miller have you all laced up with
that. The question is, do they say the word football a lot?
Yes.
Because more so than any other sport, I don't know why it is a comfort thing for people in that sport. They love to
get
say
wins, the more
word
you say it.
Football. Well, baseball people don't do it. Basketball people don't do it. I mean, occasionally you hear something like that's a fine golf shot, but it's unlike any other sport. Our football team, our football players in this game of football, it's a good football team, good football practice.
Don't you think it's the football guy mentality? Like, I think that's what it is. Like, it's
restating your purpose, restating what you do, restating what makes you better.
Have you ever met an evolved football coach? Like one that had, ooh, you know what I mean? Like
the closest was Dick Geron.
Okay. They're the craziest people that I've ever interacted with in any walk of life. Like, you know what I mean? Just like
an evolved football coach.
Yeah, the closest that I've ever been around.
In what terms?
Was Dick Geron.
Like outside interests?
Yeah, outside interests, like homework, life right. balance.
Oh, dude, have you ever seen that HBO special, the Wives of... Mike Tomlin, there was a NASCAR driver and a couple of other athletes.
No.
And there were four wives who talked about what their lives are like pretty much on a daily basis. And I tried to break it to Nicole, like, I've got that. And it was functional, oh my God, like functional helplessness or whatever. Some term. Mike Tomlin's wife does everything.
Dave Wanstead was like that.
Mike
Dave Wanstead couldn't lay out his own clothes.
Yes.
He didn't know how to get home from the practice.
Jan,
I'm lost again. I kid you not.
Same thing. Mike Tomlin's wife does everything.
I'm telling you,
they're crazy. Makes all of his appointments. And Mike Tomlin is really good at honing in on football. And she says, it's up to me to make sure that that's all he has on his plate. Because the times that somebody has been sick in my family and I had to go do something, those were the worst weeks for him because he had all these plates spinning, like where to take the kids.
Didn't know how to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Exactly. It's the Peyton Manning thing where his girlfriend, when he was at Tennessee and got drafted to the Colts, his first weekend in Indianapolis, he had to have her order Chinese and pizza from Tennessee, from Knoxville, because he didn't know how to place an order correctly.
Right.
Well, some of the stories I heard.
I think it's functional helplessness or some silly term like that.
So some of the stories I heard, behind the scenes stuff about Dick Geron to the opposite of that, just how voracious a reader he is in a variety of subjects. Yeah. And at one point, somebody who worked in the office who wasn't even close with him, somebody in his family was diagnosed with an illness. And out of nowhere, Geron showed up in his office with this stack of scientific studies about treatment for this disease. And it slips my mind exactly what it was. But at the time, you know, we're talking 15 years ago, whatever.
But he found like medical journals or whatever the case.
Yes. And he said, he didn't say somebody gave these to me. He said, I found these. And this is not like, you know, modern
like heady,
late internet
stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. That he just said, I thought you would find these of interest. And he'd underlined, like, here are things specifically.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Think about that. That's an NFL coach. They had the time and inclination to do something like that.
That's why his team sucked, because he wasn't into football.
Well, and that's also why he didn't tell anybody what his golf handicap was. because there's the stigma.
If you're too good at golf, right. I've heard that before.
He was like a five.
Yeah. Well, Gavin Spurrier didn't care.
No, ask Matt Bowen about Steve Spurrier when he'd be pulling up. The players would already be there and be like, wait a minute, coach.
Okay, how we doing?
Right,
he's had a country club membership written into his contract for the last like 25 years.
Yeah, he got to the NFL. Golf. He's like, wait a minute. You got all the good players here. We don't have to recruit. What the hell are we doing all this practice
for? But I think that's what it is. I think it permeates just the entire culture of like the media people all speak in football speak.
Say the name of the sport over? Why is that comforting?
I don't know. It's like an identifier.
Our football players are just good football players at a good football team. They're always like sort of signifying, right?
Yeah, I agree. It's their religion. It's their singular identifier more so than black or white or man or woman or whatever.
I'm a football person.
I'm a football person. Yeah. And that's just what it is.
And then you run into the guys who can't let it go. The dudes who, whether it be college or professional ranks, the moment they're done, they realize that there's so much life out there for them.
And it's terrifying.
No. Not the guys that I've run into and talked to about these things.
Have you ever heard Jimmy Johnson talk about it? Jimmy Johnson's like, why would I go back?
Ever.
Like, he's like, I have the greatest gig in the world. I fish.
Getting paid a few million.
I get paid millions of dollars. I don't have to travel except when I want to go to either Miami or Hawaii.
You know what? There are some people who have a boat because they think they're supposed to have a boat because they live in a certain place or they grew up in a certain culture. I will say this about Jimmy Johnson from everything I've heard.
Boatman.
That dude loves being on his boat.
Five out of 7 days.
He absolutely adores it. He is a man of the sea. He is, whether he's fishing or just
maritime Johnson,
just lying around sipping vodka, he is a boatsman.
Well, you never even see, like, if you watch, I don't watch a ton of the NFL pregame shows anymore, but like you never see Jimmy Johnson doing the feature that like they had to tape during the week.
Nope.
Like, you know what I mean?
Jimmy's got Tommy Bahama shorts on underneath the desk and he's ready to go kick it.
Deck of his boat.
It's funny that you mentioned the boat because I was going to name the player that I actually talked to, one of the guys who was who was cool with football being over, famously on a boat, Fred Smoot. I was in Atlanta, and that was Matt Bowen's guy, too. He used to always hit me up like, how's Smoot's Mac doing? I'm like, he's great. And he just walk around the station and just pop on at any point in time. And one time I asked him, like, you know, do you ever miss it? He's like, man, hell no. He's like, I was pretty good at he, and Fred Smoot was damn good at coming out of college.
Second round pick, right?
I believe he was first round pick, if I'm not mistaken. And he came out of college, first round pick, I believe, and had a really good career. Wasn't anything Hall of Fame worthy. He's like, there was never more pressure on me that I couldn't outplay. And I had my life, and I did some things with my money that I'm proud of to this day, and I don't miss it. And those are the guys that you don't hear from because all the stories are, oh, my God, the lights have turned off. What the hell am I going to do? Oh, by the way, I'm addicted to opioids, and I don't have the money anymore.
Second round pick, Fred Smoot. Yeah,
Mississippi State, right?
45th Mississippi State, yep.
Son of a bitch.
It's all right.
They hate you.
Well, we might be confronted with it here if they end up firing John Fox, because the names that always come up for the coaches that want to get back into it are the TV coaches, right? Like Tony Dungy, Bill Cowher, John Gruden. Now, John Gruden's a crazy person who still evidently is like waking up at 4 a.m. and watching film and all that stuff.
That was weird. The Bucks thing, the Hard Knocks thing, where he's just walking around and walking in their quarterback room. And did you see when he walked
left
out?
Yet?
When he walked out of that room, they was like, oh, he doesn't miss the game at all, does he? And everybody starts busting up laughing. It's like, dude, you haven't been around for a while.
He sounded so bereft.
He said he puts together playbooks. I still got
a playbook. I just don't have anybody to give it to.
He puts together a game plan every single week. He's nobody to give it to. And then his son Deuce is out there squatting and power. Have you seen his kid? Powerlifting. Like,
really?
His kid is like one of the best in the country. His kid is John Gruden II, I believe. They call him Deuce. Looks just like John Gruden, but with a ton more muscles.
Yeah.
Like he's a scary individual, but that.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's a big boy.
Danny just met Deuce.
Oh my God.
And the thing is, too, if you saw how they edited Gruden's presence in the building that day, that meant he had to have been there for hours.
It's like you can see the sun moving around up and down and up and down as he's walking around. Well, let's see how we're doing in the special teams.
He came in for an interview in the morning, and by dinner time, people were like, hey, man, is this guy on the staff?
It was the official induction, the announcement of his pending induction into their Ring of Honor.
Yeah, that's what it was. Did you watch last night?
Yes.
I did, too.
Is it a good season? Because to me, Hard Knocks has kind of jumped the shark a little bit. And if there's anything that I need to see, I see it in a clip, right?
It's just enough flashy football.
Love watching it with my kid.
Okay.
It's been our thing. It's like it was like the first time he started hearing MFs and F-bombs were when he first started watching that, and it kind of became a thing.
Cool.
Like, so.
And my girl.
Miko.
My girl, Miko Grimes.
Oh, did she finally start on an episode?
Did not disappoint. It was so good that I watched it this morning, and I usually, you know, the reflexive nature of watching something on DVR and hitting delete now because you want to clean up the DVR. Nope. I cannot wait till I pick up Nicole tonight and we go home.
Which part specifically?
Oh, dude, we're going to watch the Miko Grimes from the introduction to the talking crazy to the cursing to showing everybody Brent Grimes' huge laceration from a spike that got caught in his shin. Everything about her, because I told Nicole about Miko Grimes last year, and she's like, oh, she sounds like a problem. And I'm like, eh, she's kind of interesting. She was usually on a bunch of podcasts, Brilliant Idiots, with Andrew Schultz and Charlamagne the God. And the fact that HBO now is her stage, man, stop it. I cannot wait for 7 o'clock tonight because she will be introduced.
Is she going to be in more episodes?
Oh, she has to be.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She's
they only do like six episodes,
low
right?
Low key, so. She might be the star. Like, Gerald McCoy and Miko Grimes, I think, early going. James is Jameis.
Yeah, he stole the show in the first episode. Yeah.
And I think he's like, you know what? It's kind of like the Tim Tebow thing where I don't dislike Tim Tebow. Actually, what he did the other day was just adorable when he said,
when he was signing the autograph.
Miss Margaret. Yeah. Old lady got, you know, chills on it. I think Tim Tebow is a legitimately good dude. There is no fronting to me in that. Yeah, I think the water
might not run very deep, but that's fine. But the intent is genuine.
I don't need everybody to be that way.
It's what everybody around Tim Tebow did that made him insufferable because they said because he was an awesome college football player and an awesome guy,
and the deity,
then he's got to be a great NFL quarterback.
And people actually argued for divine intervention in football games.
How that slant pass get to Demaryius Thomas against the Steelers in that playoffs game. Jameis Winston. I don't think that's for the camera. I truly don't. Because anybody that I've talked to about him has said that this has been this guy since high school. Like, walking around, he walked to all 55, 70 dudes on a preseason game one and said, I got you back in their ears. Like, that kind of thing. And the things that we heard about him during the draft process about how he was being compared to Peyton Manning on the whiteboard. Board.
Yeah, the football IQ.
Everything about that dude that you've heard, definitely the people that have a bone to pick with him still about what happened in Tallahassee and the New York Times article. I'm not holding that against you if you still want to hold that against him. But man, that dude, that like you feel like that's him all the time. Like certain dudes mug for the camera. We've seen it before.
JJ Watt on Hard Knocks.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like certain dudes are like, this is not what you turned on just now because the camera light was on you. Brian Cushing too, by the way, in that same season. But this cat, like he is legitimately all things, whether you like him good or bad, I feel like this is genuinely who he is.
I don't know. And for
you think the other way?
I honestly don't know.
What do you think? What's your vibe?
You know, my nature is tends to be skeptical.
Me too,
but let me see more, I guess. It's incomplete. Mm-hmm. It would be the grade at this point.
Yeah, so far. Whatever,
but look, bottom line is it doesn't matter if I'm being entertained for an hour every week. I don't care. I don't have to care how well they play afterward. You know, you get to know them a little bit better. It's just they do such a good job with editing much of this. And the
soundtrack's pretty cool,
too. It is. Did you feel bad for Roberto Aguayo at all?
He didn't watch.
I didn't watch, but I saw the clip of him because whenever something like that comes out, it makes its rounds. I talked about it with Florio today because he says that shouldn't be on TV, that it's cruel to air the firing.
It wasn't so much the firing.
His reaction.
It was what was going on the practice field.
Oh. So that part I didn't see.
His own teammates in practice.
Chris Baker.
You're going to miss this. He's going to watch. He's going to miss this. Like walking around screaming.
If you can't handle that. Then,
right. Yeah.
And they did it to Nick Folk, too. Chris Baker was taunting, cursing the entire time. Like, look at his mother. You know,
sure.
He ain't bleeping, you know, and calling all kinds of names. Like where the kicker and the holder are set up, he is
standing
more than 6 feet away.
Yeah.
And just screaming at him like, all right, wide right. I told you he can't kick. And he kept doing it. And then game day. game day for preseason game one, he is same way right behind him, saying like, "Y'all, there it is, straight through the middle," like giving him encouragement. Because sure. Now you're on the battlefield, I guess, against other people.
But sure. And he it was doinks tough. It off the post.
It was
and,
tough.
And then eventually, Dirk Cutter says, that, "You know, you're a kicker. You've got to make kicks.
Simple,
right?
Very simple."
Kind of a binary proposition. That's like saying you're
a baker. You have to make bread.
I'm a hell of a mechanic, though.
Yeah.
Right. I can change your oil.
I'm sure you're a great guy. Right. No one's turning for you to be the leader. You got to make the case.
You're a mail carrier, and the mail isn't getting into the mailbox.
Well, right. You're a talk show host, and you don't talk.
Right, you're not talking. Right. Well,
I've had to deal with that before. Shout out to Atlanta. No, seriously, though. Isn't there a mail issue, actually, now in this city? Was it Lakeview or one of these neighborhoods where people are like getting Christmas cards as of late? This last, you didn't see that? I think it was DNA Info or Sun Times where I read like people are just getting Christmas cards and birthdays from the year before, that kind of thing, for because some mail route
damn
got really
US
messed
Postal
up.
Service.
No, we got to shout out to our USPS people out there.
Oh, there's a lot of them.
Yes, there are a lot of them. Mailman Keith. Who else we got? The retired
Malone?
No. Now that I think about it, Karl Malone could have probably been a member of the cabinet as well. Remember what he said about Kobe's wife?
Karl Malone has a bass stream running through his house. He also bought a semi trailer.
Yeah, it's like when being country, just you get to the other side of it. It's like the Louis C.K. joke, eating your way to the other side of fat. Like, like you want him to be like Randy Moss country, and then you just say, you're like, hey, hold my beer. I'm going to show you
country.
I got a big rig with nothing in it. Yeah. Carl, I mean, think about the things that Carl has said too, the Magic Johnson stuff. And Carl kept it a buck. Like everybody else was like, hey, Magic, happy to have you back. He's like, I'm not playing on any court with anybody that got AIDS because that man's going to get cut and give me the AIDS. And then.
Not the most evolved human.
Football coach.
Yeah, exactly. Second
and then
job.
What he said about Kobe's wife, how I hunt little Mexicans every day, kind of just hitting on a man's wife while telling her that he is going to hunt her down. God bless the Hall of Famer.
Best power forward who ever lived.
Hey.
Tim Duncan.
Yeah.
You guys got a busy show today.
Jake Arrieta at 2, Hoyer at 3. Zach is tracking down the whereabouts of Kyle Long.
Is he missing?
Apparently.
Is he missing? They can't find him?
He's big. He's hard to lose, but he's not.
Just check his IG
around.
Or his Twitch.
And Hub Arkish will take calls at 5 today. We have a lot to do.
Yeah, we do.
Wait, Kyle Long is missing?
He wasn't at practice.
Oh. I didn't even see that. Bad job by me?
No.
Bad job by me?
News just got broke to the kid as well. Cool. Dan Bernstein, breaking news.
That's
former Bears report. Yeah, exactly.
All right, well, you guys will find.
He's got the scoop.
What does it say on your little sheet there
next
to Zach Zagman?
I just got the sheet when we walked in.
All right.
I didn't read the sheet. I read the sheet only for the thank yous.
Stick to the notes.
You did. And 30-point font, too. Did you see that?
Stick to the notes.
The notes that Donald Trump should have read, like somebody got a snapshot and zoomed in, and it was like he was putting it in his pocket, and it said something about denouncing bigotry and all these other things, and he's like, to hell with that.
Hold my beer.
Yeah, exactly.
Have a good show, gentlemen. We'll try. They're Bernstein and Goff on the score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on the score.
Don't come to wrong judgments about what happened with the Bears. It's just another chapter for this 34-year-old version of Cutler with his torn labrum and all his broken bones and all his concussions. Don't be
that guy.
Dumb.
Bernstein and Goff, afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. Kyrie Irving has been saying all summer that he wants the Cleveland Cavaliers to trade him. The latest rumor is that the Cavaliers would like the Knicks, one of the teams that Irving is so generously willing to play for, to trade them Kristaps Porzingis in return for Irving. According to most NBA sources, the Knicks leadership, minus Phil Jackson, has no intention of moving Porzingis, since he is the player they plan on using as the centerpiece in the rebuild that will begin the minute they can relieve themselves of Carmelo Anthony and his toxic contract. Here's what the Cavaliers should do with Irving. Nothing. They should tell him, you're under contract for at least 2 more years. We're scheduled to pay you about $39 million during that period, and we expect you to do everything you can to help us win a championship this season. If LeBron James leaves next summer, we can talk again. Until then, shut up and play. I'm John Feinstein.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Don't come to wrong, inappropriate, illogical judgments about what happened with the Bears. It's just another chapter for this 34-year-old version of Cutler with his torn labrum and all his broken bones and all his concussions.
Don't be that guy.
Dumb.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Dave Wadstedt joins us. You follow Jay Cutler's career.
I really believe deep down that he's not doing this for the money. He didn't like how it ended here, and he knows he's got some talent on there. Those are the reasons that he's playing football.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Mitch Trubisky, you balance like competition. You want that job and then your relationship with the other guys.
I think it's just being respectful and being a professional. I mean, that's just how I'm carrying myself. I'm never going to cross the line. It's all in the nature of competition.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon.
Has it been frustrating to you?
Well, of course it is, because you see a lot of young players that are very good having a tough time. It just is frustrating in general to everybody, because we expect more of ourselves. Come out with a renewed energy about the day, and you expect good things to happen, which is what I do every day.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I am confident that Eloy Jimenez and Dylan Cease were the best offer the White Sox could have gotten for Quintana, but I also believe that if Hawk were still the GM, they would have made
that
deal.
Oh, boy, he would never have made that. Hang up on him. Lose this number.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Don't come to wrong, inappropriate, illogical judgments about what happened with the Bears. It's just another chapter for this 34-year-old version of Cutler with his torn labrum and all his broken bones and all his concussions. Don't be
that guy.
Dumb.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion, Chicago Cubs. The Bears continue their preparation for Game 1 versus the Falcons. And here at The Score, we're continuing to report on their progress with breaking Bears news, injury updates, Zach Zegman's live reports from the practice field, and of course, our unmatched team of Bears experts. So keep it here, Bears fans. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Bears preseason coverage on The Score brought to you by General RV, the nation's largest family-owned RV dealer. And Diehard, celebrating 50 powerful years forever Diehard. Visit SearsAuto.com to find exciting offers at a location near you. And the Holiday Inn Express Bourbonnais.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
129, and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Wolves individual tickets, they go on sale Friday morning at 11 for the home opener. That's October 14th. And the remainder of the 17-18 season, visit ChicagoWolves.com for the complete schedule. Baseball in progress, bottom four. Washington leading Anaheim 2-0. Ryan Zimmerman, a two-run homer in that game. Top four down in Miami, and it's the Marlins 5-1 over San Francisco. And top two up in Milwaukee, Pittsburgh leading the Brewers 1-0. Here at Wrigley, the Cubs and the Reds later this evening. John Lackey goes against Homer Bailey. We'll have Jake Arrieta on the air with the guys at 2 o'clock. Jed Hoyer joins them at 3 o'clock. Meanwhile, out in Los Angeles tonight, the White Sox and the Dodgers. Carlos Rodon goes against Yu Darvish. And veteran pitcher Jared Weaver announced his retirement today following a 12-year career in the bigs, mostly with the Angels, where he had 150 victories. Pro football, the Bears were practicing up at Hallis Hall today. Kyle Long wasn't on the field, and that set off some alarm. But John Fox has since said that Long had a doctor's appointment to get his injured ankle checked out. College football, there are reports that former Mississippi coach Hugh Freeze, now resigned, made calls to escort services from the school's plane while on recruiting trips. Talk about being brazen. And the Bank of America Marathon set for October 8th, and it will be a star-studded field. Both defending champions will be back, as well as world record holders in that field. Start your fantasy football league right by booking your draft party at B-Dubs. You'll get a free draft kit and enjoy a draft feast of boneless wings, three sides, and three shareables at a special price only at Buffalo Wild Wings, Wing Beer Sport. Beer and Sports at participating locations while supplies last. And this scoreboard update is brought to you by Elmhurst BMW. Right now at Elmhurst BMW, lease the new 2017 BMW X3 xDrive 28i. It's only $419 per month and for 36 months with no security deposit. 4344 due at signing. Visit the luxury leader at ElmhurstBMW.com. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk, also the radio home of the world champion Cubs. Our next broadcast later this evening, 6:30, Mark Brody's pregame show, and that's prior to the game against the Reds here at Wrigley, and it's all right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-CARS with a K, the numeral 4, KIDS.
Welcome back, my friend, to the show that never ends.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
Les got into the robot umpire discussion that Joe Maddon and some of the Cubs players got into after Ben Zobrist struck out looking the other night. Les seems to believe that actual robots will be on the field.
You're wondering who I am.
Secret, I've got a secret. He's here. I smell it.
815, would a robot umpire be able to get out of the way of a passed ball, play at the plate among others? I don't think so. Thing is, if it hits a robot umpire, just like if it hits a human umpire, they're considered part of the field. And if it were to hit one of these fake umpires, as I would call them, they would be considered part of the field too.
I've got the secret I've been hiding under my skin. My heart is human. My blood is boiling. My brain IBM.
Wait. He's picturing...
Yes.
Like an actual 1950s
Space Odyssey.
Jetsons.
Come and get it.
Rosie the Robot.
Ha, Les, you just fed the Score sound bites all week. You know what? Good. I hope they play it until they ram it down everybody's throat.
Shout out to Les.
Does he know the idea of robot's just a word for a virtual tracking system?
I should have known better than to encourage all this robot nonsense.
It's robot. Why won't you say it the right way?
I have called that a strike.
Like, you start to argue with it, and it just chokes you.
Human collaborators have served their purpose. It's time to eliminate loose ends.
Chokes you. Yeah. The robot's killing Joe Maddon.
You have 10 seconds to comply.
Domo arigato, Mr. Roboto, domo.
More action. More excitement. More everything.
Bernstein and Golf, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
I'm hyped. I'm ready to roll, Dan Bernstein. I don't know about you, but I've been looking forward to today's show.
Are you amped
since last
or are
night.
You hyped?
Oh, I am a Jensen amped.
Are you hyped plus I'm amped?
200 watts.
Most of my heroes don't appear on
no stamp. An Elvis.
Let me tell you the most.
Yeah, but he never meant nothing to me. I won't say the rest.
It's not the lyric.
Because I don't... Well, you know, I gotta make sure I, you know, can't go full.
I think whether you are hyped, amped, or both, it is deserved.
I'm excited.
Of the menu that we have for you.
We have a menu?
The sports radio a la carte here. You can.
Is it like a special? Like, yes. Is there a special today?
It's a prefix.
Oh.
You get everything, and we're wine pairing with each guest.
What's the appetizer?
Well, the appetizer, we're gonna have Jake Arrieta. Your first course will be Jake Arrieta
it's
at
lean.
2 o'clock.
Yeah.
It's lean, and I think it's going to be paired with a dry rosé.
Oh, my favorite rapper.
We'll have Jed Hoyer.
Oh,
at 3 o'clock.
That's well oiled.
And I think we're going to do that with a fruity Cote du Rhone, and then we're going to do Zach Zaidman at some point.
Come on.
And I think for Zach, we're going to do a.
He was known as Fruity Cote du Rhone.
It'll be a designer cocktail of some point. We're going to have a mixologist come in and
maybe
do something with like a boutique-y gin.
Maybe an old fashioned, but
I know that's my thing.
I couldn't get it in Denver. Maybe I can get it paired with Zach.
And then your main course is going to be the phone calls with Hub Arca.
That's a snifter, yak. If I ever heard.
And we're going to do either a cognac or an Armagnac, so you can kick back and take that all in. We'll also do It's On at 5:30. We're going to have In Other News at some point after the 4 o'clock hour, and all sorts of things for you. This segment brought to you by Dell. Need help finding the right Dell PCs with Intel Core processors for your business? Call 877-BUY-DELL to talk to a Dell small business tech advisor. 312-644-6767. That's the number at WSCR The Score. You can email us at Bernstein and Goff at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. We're streaming at 670thescore.com. Texting, sexting, 67011. Text line brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. When you text or sext, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter at Bernstein underscore Goff. He's at Jason One Goff. I'm at Dan underscore Bernstein.
Yes.
We also are on Instagram at Bernstein Goff Show. We have a website. Podcasts are there at BernsteinandGoffShow.com. Facebook is a great place to interact as well. Oh. That's by liking the 670 The Score page.
I'm going to go there right now.
Enjoy. There's also Facebook Live and Watch670TheScore.com. That's so you can see us on these cameras.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. How's
Hello.
It going? Hi. Hello.
Hi.
Hello, Hi. People.
Dan is a member of the Bloods, and apparently I'm a member of the Crips today. There it is. A gang war would break out around 3:30. Did you just... did Dan just throw up a hand sign? A signal? I didn't know there were those know. Kinds of gangs in Deerfield. Huh? Were there gangs in Deerfield?
They got to launder their money somehow.
Yes, because they come to Deerfield to launder. All those cleaners and restaurants, you can launder your money.
You never know. Hey, you gotta legitimize somehow.
Through the Deerfield High School radio station, just dump the money in there.
I don't know if they had. We didn't have one. I don't know if they do now.
Hey, we didn't either. Might.
We did not have.
Lawrence's high school had like a full-on thing, like a real studio and all that. How did Deerfield not have one?
Just didn't.
The hell were you guys doing with your money?
Or I missed it.
You actually had it. They just told you it was not. Nah, don't worry about
my
that,
my level
Dan.
Of awareness, and it's possible it was there, and I never even knew about it. Right. Our video feed is brought to you by the fine folks behind the wonderful merchandise at American Needle, and it's directed by Brian Gertsch.
I consider batting average very important. It shows how many times he gets on base. And then you could also, of course, point to his on-base percentage. That makes a lot, too, because walks, and if you reach on an error, if you get on base, and if you get hit by a pitch.
No, Jesus. No. Reaching on an error is an out.
I'm not going to do this every day. I'm not. We're not going to do what I think we're trying to do here. Not every day with Les, all right? Kidding me?
It's like, at gym,
and you're calling the same dude for double dribble.
I thought you were going to do the dodgeball comparison. Yeah, you're just like, wailing on one kid.
We're not going to do that.
Or you're at the dude ranch.
Too much respect.
Catching those rainbow trout with cheese baits.
I thought you were going to go somewhere else with the dude ranch and Lamar Odom.
No. Okay. I'm the kind of like, hey, you caught a fish. I could have just bought one at Jewel.
Yes, we're not going to do that every day. I know that is specific instruction by Nick Shepkowski. He looks like the kind of guy that would send out that kind of order.
And that
Shep,
name,
be
he,
nice.
He is our executive producer, Nick.
I got somebody to back me up, too, Les. Morrissey said it in his column this morning that nobody wants to say anything about it, but Brian does not hit with men in scoring position.
Jim is a great writer. Jim Morrissey is a terrific writer.
That explains a lot.
No. I was excited about today's show. I'm not. We're not.
I got somebody to back me up, too, Les. Morrissey said it in his column this morning that nobody wants to say anything about it, but Brian does not hit with men in scoring position.
Jim is a great writer. Jim Morrissey is a terrific writer.
No, but Jim Morrissey is the former Bear. He's getting confused. The former Bears linebacker.
Yes.
Does he think that
not Rick Morrissey, the squishy-headed columnist for the Sun-Times?
Does he think they're the same guy, or that they're both robots?
Not going to do this. I'm not going to be a part of this. I just said a couple of days ago what conversations I was.
You said it like 2 seconds ago.
What conversations I was not going to allow happen around me. And this isn't one of those, but it feels like one of those. I am not going to be racist against Les Grobstein. It's not going to happen.
Today on the board, Shane Reardon.
Shane O'Mac.
Gave it to Rick Renteria, their old manager. Then gave it to Jim Henry, their old GM. Like, they're giving them to everybody.
Did you get a ring?
I did not get a ring.
Okay, so we might be in the same boat on this one.
Okay, we're on the same level. But you've worn some version of a Cubs World Series ring.
No. The ring that is in the end of the Rookie of the Year is a 1983 Orioles World Series ring.
83.
That's a pretty good one.
Scandal.
That's a pretty good one. There's a lot of handsome in that room earlier, boy. That Henry Rowengarten and Danny Parkins, that IG was popping for 670 The Score earlier today. I didn't know he was that tiny a man, though. I mean, Danny's pretty tall. Danny's about 6'1".
Is he?
Yeah, Danny's stretched out a little bit. That guy is a little guy.
Actors are little sometimes.
Yeah, no. I don't know. I expected him to be a little bit a little bit more handsome and tall.
Yeah, that happened when I passed Sylvester Stallone on the street in Manhattan. I'm like, whoa, he's very small.
Yeah,
it's very.
Was it Copland, Sylvester?
No, he looked good. Okay. But the problem was that Bridget Nielsen was right next to him, and she's like 6'8" or something.
She's one of the more one of the strangest things that has happened in this in the aughts. Is the whole Flavor Flav, Bridget Nielsen thing, Flavor of Love. You knew about this, right?
I think I did, but I probably didn't.
The helmet with the Viking horns. Remember when Flavor like made his resurgence?
Yeah, I remember
on
Flavor
VH1?
Of Love, yeah.
Yeah, and then him and Bridget kind of started to mess around. Like, there was like a real love thing there.
Yeah, boy!
Yeah, it was weird. She was like, his kids were meeting her, and... You know, yeah, this big Nordic woman is coming back to, like, the Bronx or wherever the hell he's from, and Flavor still looks like Flavor. It was tough. I see why Chuck D kind of severed that relationship. Terminator X was like, I'm good, and the S1Ws are busy.
What about Professor Griff? He got a job at the White House?
You know what?
What?
He's got some thoughts that would kind of place him there.
He's always has Professor Griff, seriously scary.
He gets
thoughts.
In front of a microphone and it is full on genocidal talk.
I was gonna say, like, even yeah. Farrakhan is like, dude.
Yeah, come on now. Like, hey, they ain't that bad.
We still need them for something.
Right, come on, man.
This segment brought to you by Shell. You deserve to be rewarded today at Shell with instant gold status. Just join the Fuel Rewards program and save on every fill every day at Shell. Join now at fuelrewards.com/gold. Top of the hour, always radio gold, Jake Arrieta of the Cubs will talk to us on the Score.
Cubs fans, get your tickets now for the Cubs On Deck Lunch Series with Jose Quintana and Ian Happ August 30th from noon to 1. Presented by Xfinity, AZEK, and Office Revolution. Hosted by the Score's Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins live from Del Frisco's Double Eagle Steakhouse. This is your chance to get a rare look inside the team. So get your tickets now before they're sold out. VIP and general admission tickets are on sale now at 670thescore.com/on.
Looking to save on your AT&T wireless bill? Introducing Xfinity Mobile. Where mobile and internet work as one and 90% of AT&T customers can save with Xfinity Mobile. You can get up to 5 lines of unlimited nationwide talk and text included with your Xfinity internet at no extra cost. So all you pay is for data. Call 1-800-XFINITY and sign up for Xfinity internet today and get download speed up to 75 megabits per second. Plus, Xfinity delivers the fastest internet and the most Wi-Fi coverage throughout your home for the best in-home Wi-Fi experience. Get fast speeds at home with Xfinity Internet and stay connected on the go with Xfinity Mobile. Get up to 75 megabits per second when you bundle Xfinity Internet and TV for $25 each a month for 12 months with blast speed included and a one-year agreement. Plus, ask about Xfinity Mobile and see how 90% of customers can save over AT&T Wireless. Call 1-800-XFINITY today and get this great offer. Requires enrollment to EcoBill and AutoPay. Offer ends 8/2017. Restrictions apply. New Internet Plus with upgrade to blast Internet customers only. Not available in all areas. Equipment taxes and fees including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply. Compares regular monthly service charges for Comcast and AT&T published rates. Actual savings vary.
Golfers, if you're looking for a golf experience like no other, then you have to visit Bolingbrook Golf Club, one of Chicago's true golf gems, featuring a rolling 18-hole championship golf course, award-winning driving range and golf academy, spectacular clubhouse, and the Nest Bar and Grill. Your Bolingbrook golf experience will be like no other. Bolingbrook is the perfect location for your next private event, function, or wedding. To book your tee time or for more information on events, visit bolingbrookgolfclub.com. Come be impressed.
Hi, this is Chicago baseball world champ Wilson Contreras, and I love driving in runs almost as much as I love driving my new Ford from Westfield Ford in Countryside. As a catcher, I know a great pitch when I see one. So when my friends at Westfield Ford showed me how much I could save on a new Ford, I was all in.
Westfield Ford in Countryside always has a great selection of brand new Ford vehicles in stock. Right now at Westfield Ford, lease a new 2017 Ford Focus for $179 per month for 36 months with 2019 due at signing. First month's payment due at signing, $0 security deposit. Taxes and fees extra, or get 0% APR for 72 months and $1,000 trade assistance.
I played in the Ford Classic last year, so I can handle the pressure. But you'll never feel any pressure at Westfield Ford, where you always find straightforward people and straightforward pricing with no hassles. So join me, Wilson Contreras, on my other championship team, Westfield Ford, on the corner of Joliet and LaGrange Road in Countryside.
All offers plus tax, title, license, and dock fees. All Ford rebates incentives apply. Must qualify. 0% APR for 72 months equals $1,388 per $1,000 financed. See dealer for details. Offers expire 8/31/17.
Summer is here. That means outdoor concerts, pool time,
and enough SPF to cover a blue whale. It also means it's time for the Hyundai Summer Clearance Event. Slide on your flip-flops and get down to your local Hyundai dealer to get limited-time deals on a new Hyundai. Let the sun ride shotgun in the new Santa Fe Sport with a panoramic sunroof. Haul more friends to the pool in the stylish Sonata with more passenger room than most other cars in its class. Beach chairs, floaties, picnic baskets, pack it all into the roomy cargo space of a new Tucson. Celebrate our shortest season with the kind of joy that lasts, because every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty, including a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Visit your Hyundai dealer before the sun sets on the Hyundai Summer Clearance Event, going on now.
Lease a 2017 Tucson for only $149 a month for 24 months with $3,149 down. Or get up to $2,500 in total savings. Only at your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana dealers. To learn more, call 877-248-1585.
America's best warranty claim based on total package of warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details.
We're fresh and fast.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Mitch Trubisky, you balance like competition. You want that job and then your relationship with the other guys.
I think it's just being respectful and being a professional. I mean, that's just how I'm carrying myself. I'm never going to cross the line. It's all in the nature of competition.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
He's Dan B. I'm Jason G. It's the Bernstein and Golf Show here on 670 The Score. Dan, that Reds thing, they got a pretty damn good offense. And then you see some of those arms. Like, if they have arms like I saw yesterday, where they just get giant Latin men to come out of their bullpen and kill you. Like, was it Wandy Peralta
and
Jumbo Diaz before him? And I don't even know if Jumbo's still on the team anymore. I like saying Jumbo Diaz. And that Luis Castillo last night, like, that is real. And they're talking about like a 96, 97 mile an hour, smooth, easy release. And then he's got the change to go along with it. If Hendricks would have missed any of his spots or his variation between his fastball and changeup would have been off last night, that would have been a lot easier game. Both those guys, watching a well-pitched game is still a joy, mm-hmm. and watching a young pitcher do that, he was terrific last night.
Well, as you know, I am very, very partial to Latins. I love Latins.
I have professed this since the day I came on this station. I have a weakness for everything Hispaniola. No, but serious, man, that thing, if they got some more arms like that, the Reds might have something brewing. Now, will Joey Votto's window be closing when they have something brewing? Maybe, probably. I don't know. I don't know what their farm system is like, but that last night was something to watch.
That's, everybody knows. Yeah, bullpens are, it's really not that difficult. That's why Tommy Kahnle fetched you what he fetched you, because you get guys throwing 98 free and easy and one after the other, and when two of them go down with Tommy John surgery, you call up the next. Logan Square, Steve is on The Score. Hey, Steve.
Gentlemen, great show. Listen, has anybody mentioned this thing where when the Cubs score a whole bunch of runs like they did Monday night, I told my wife at the end of the game, I said, mm-hmm. yeah, they scored a whole heck of a lot of runs, but tomorrow they won't score a run. And it's been a pattern I've noticed.
Have you checked it?
I'm going to check the scores right now for you.
Take a look at it. It's amazing how many times that happened.
I'm going to check it right now.
I know the last time, I'm positive, the last time they scored over 10 runs, they didn't score a single run the next game. Well, I know for sure on the last, at least the last one. But
well, it's also about who you're going up against. And the offense has not been as consistent as you would like it to be post-All-Star break. But
you'd also have to compare it to other teams. I believe, given enough games, good offenses are good offenses, bad offenses are bad offenses. And
coming out of the break, 9-10-8, 4-5-8, 4-3-5.
I don't think there's anything statistically significant about it, whether or not. First of all, I don't know if it's true.
Against the Sox, they scored all the games. They scored six or more runs. The Brewers, they struggled offensively. Arizona, they won 16-4, then they lost 3-0, they lost 10-8, and then 4-2, 7-4. I mean, the offense hasn't been as consistent as you would have liked it, and the starting pitching since the All-Star break has been pretty damn good. It's kept you in the games. Carl Edwards came in last night, struck out the side in a very, very tough situation. Was it first and third, no outs or something like that? First and second, no out when he came in.
Yep.
And Carl Edwards back on that Carl Edwards-ish. I like that out there. I mean, it was a fun game to watch, although they lost.
Very entertaining.
Yeah, it was
baseball.
A fun game to watch.
And the thing is, too, and people immediately started hounding me about the sacrifice bunt.
Oh, yeah, the bunt conversation.
We're bunting out Derry. Bernstein, look, they lowered the win expectancy. Yeah, you know how I feel. That, in general, I don't like it.
You were cool with that
moment? I don't love it. I understood it last night. And
gotta get one.
When you look at win expectancy lowering, yes, it did by a couple of points lower the win expectancy, but that only tells half the story, because the number you then have to subtract that from, or you have to compare it to, is what the win expectancy would have been had he struck out instead. So yeah, if you understand there's likely to be a drop in win expectancy, all you're doing is mitigating the drop in win expectancy, right. Saying I'll take a 2%.
You're not thinking that the next guy is guaranteed home run.
Right, I'll take a 2% hit rather than a much higher chance. I'll guarantee myself. It's like buying insurance for blackjack.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll guarantee myself a 2% less likelihood, as opposed to risking taking a 20% less likelihood.
Right.
So I understand what he did there.
The Cubs had too many chances. Yeah, the Cubs had multiple men on bases several different times. There were a few at bats there where you're like, all right, this is where you got to scrape something across. And anytime now, Jason Hayward can get back to the first 3 weeks of the season where everybody was like, see, all the work paid off. Like, these are the things where if KB and Rizzo aren't carrying you every single game, somebody else in that lineup's got to do something for you. John Jay is out there raking a little bit, and then, you know, you put him in a big situation, you're like, damn it, that's John Jay again. Javi Baez is all or nothing, but since the All-Star break, you look at that OPS, you'll take it. So, yeah, you lost to the Reds last night. Hell, the Red Sox beat the hell out of the Cardinals for you, so you're all good there. You got a game and a half lead on two teams that you think you are better than. Hopefully they'll kind of lengthen that lead here so guys can not relax, but kind of, you know, take a deep breath and kind of reset the expectations, because Anthony Rizzo is talking about the division. Like, we got to win the division. If you win it by one or win it by 15, it doesn't matter. Well, if you win it by 15, it does matter, because that means that you can set up a rotation.
Yeah,
you can rest guys. You can do what you have to do going into the playoffs.
This segment brought to you by Burlington. Make Burlington stores your back-to-school headquarters and save big on shoes, backpacks, lunch bags, casual looks, and basics. Your favorite brand names for less. Burlington, style for everyone. Jake Arrieta joins us next on The Score.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
Mitch Trubisky, you balance like competition. You want that job and then your relationship with the other guys.
I think it's just being respectful and being a professional. I mean, that's just how I'm carrying myself. I'm never going to cross the line. It's all in the nature of competition.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
The big event is here at Canals Auto Park. 2 days only this Friday and Saturday. Look, shop, buy, or lease your favorite BMW, Land Rover, Mercedes-Benz, Mini, Hyundai, and Sprinter. Thousands of the newest vehicles, each one featuring the absolute lowest price ever offered by Canals. The big event is here at Canals Auto Park. BMW, Land Rover, Mercedes-Benz, Mini, Hyundai, and Sprinter. Coupes, sedans, convertibles, SUVs, and vans, exceptionally priced and ready for on-the-spot delivery. No haggling, no negotiation. All vehicles clearly marked for immediate sale. Bring your trade-in, bring your title, and get ready to drive home your new car at a price you'll only find at the big event. This Friday and Saturday only. Canals Auto Park, Route 41, Lake Bluff. 847-234-2800. Canals.com.
If you or someone you know has been injured, call Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates, Chicago's top injury lawyers. They've won the largest jury verdict for a back injury, the largest jury verdict for a brain injury, and the largest jury verdict for a neck injury. In fact, they've won the largest personal injury verdict in Illinois history. There are no upfront fees, and you don't pay unless they win. Call 312-800-8000 for a free consultation. That's 312-800-8000. Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates. The attention you expect, the results you deserve.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Dave Wannstedt joins us. You follow Jay Cutler's career.
I really believe deep down that he's not doing this for the money. He didn't like how it ended here, and he knows he's got some talent on there. Those are the reasons that he's playing football.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670.